Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay. Now, today's show is sponsored by $8 Daily, Future Guru 100, MaryKay.com, and most definitely Brick City. I want to give a shout out to my girl, Nate Bell. I love you very much, and I also want to give a shout out to my other Diva, Devorah. I love you very much, too. We're going to get into some stuff today, and we definitely going to talk about it. Today's show, we're going to be talking about being gay and bi in America. And the reason why I decided to do this show, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, is it's been a lot of suicides going on. At first we had to deal, or we were faced, not deal, but we were faced with the murders of gay people. Oh, and I'm also live on the chat. So for all my online fans that's listening to me, first of all, thank you. Well, you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. Once you get to my page, click on start a chat session, and I can get your comments there. So I'm already there. And I think I see someone here. Can't really pronounce your name, but it started with a G, but I see you. Again, back to the topic. We're talking about being gay and bi in America. And this story came up with Tyler. Tyler was 18 years old, and he was studying at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Now, Tyler ended up jumping from the George Washington Bridge. And before he did that, he posted a final message on the social network Facebook, which everybody should know what that is, and which it read, jumping off the GW Bridge, sorry. Now, the lawyer of Tyler, for the lawyer of Tyler, he said Tyler was a very fine young man, and he was a great musician, and the family is heartbroken beyond words, and I can definitely understand that. Now, let's get into the story, how all this happened, and I was actually able to pull the story up online. It was over a million hits on this story, but what happened was, let me get to this. Now, Tyler has a roommate, fellow student, and his name is Durham, who was Tyler's roommate, and Molly, which was another roommate. Now, they being charged with invasion, but what they did was Tyler told his roommate that he was going to be having some company around like 12 or whatever the case may be, which was fine. Now, think about it. He being considerate and saying, look, I'm about to get in around this time, but what this idiot does with Molly is he went to Molly's room and he turned on his webcam. They set up the webcam in the room while Tyler was in there with happened to be a guy, and they streamed it live on the internet. They streamed him having sex or whatever they was doing live on the internet. So in a message posted on Twitter by the roommate, it says, roommate asked for the room till midnight. I went into Molly's room and turned on my webcam. I saw him making out with a dude. Yuck. Now, first of all, that's an invasion of privacy. Tyler ended up killing himself. But my question that I have is, what should the roommates be charged with? You know, it was an invasion of privacy. I don't care if he was in there with a man, a woman, a dog, a cat, a midget. He could have been in there with George Bush. It doesn't matter. But the roommates end up setting up the webcam, going into another room and streaming it live on the internet. So it was definitely an invasion of privacy. And what ended up happening is Tyler ended up killing himself. Tyler is not the only gay person or bisexual person that has killed themselves. This, this topic, this has been going on with so much in other different states. Ellen DeGeneres, which I'm going to call her the guru of the gay people. Don't get me wrong for all you gay people. I love her, and I love gay people. But she did a YouTube video. Y'all can find it on YouTube. It was a message to people. It says it gets better. But she actually was talking about, she said that, you know, this may have happened to Tyler, but it was other boys that went through this. She named 3 13-year-old boys that committed suicide over them either being gay or bisexual and getting ridiculed about it. Like, that's crazy. I want to get y'all comments. I want to know what y'all think. I see the hotline lighting up. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to open up the line with my girl, Diva, right now. Diva, you there? Deborah, can you hear me? Hold on. Stevie, you hear me? Deborah?
Yes.
Hey. You
can
loud,
you hear
girl.
Me?
What's going on? Yeah, I can hear you. It's my girl Deborah in the building.
Hey, how you doing? Yes.
What's going on,
Mama? Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talking about this topic, and I know you was listening. We talking about the Tyler that, you know, he ended up killing himself over being streamed live, having sex or whatever he was doing with another guy. What are your comments or what is your opinion on that?
First of all, I think the situation is absolutely astounding. Nowadays, I'm very shocked that young folks like myself, like ourselves, you know, especially those in college who are very aware of the issues that people are going through on a daily basis, are putting other people out there to be embarrassed the way that they're doing. Don't get me wrong. I know people can be cruel, but at the same time, you know, where are your morals? When, you know, why would you even go there to put that person out there like that? So I'm very upset that that would even happen nowadays, you know. But at the same time, I'm very shocked that he killed himself. That's a move that, you know, it takes a very depressed person or a very upset person to take it to that length to actually go out and kill themselves during a situation like this.
Now, with the roommate setting him up, which was really a setup because they had bad intentions from the gate anyway, and saying he was going to use the room into 12, what do you feel like they should be charged with? They're being charged of invasion of privacy, but I think they should be actually charged with part of his murder. Basically, not conspiracy, but they had an influence in it. They had a part to play in this boy jumping off. They didn't make him jump off the bridge, but I honestly say if it wasn't for them doing what they did, then we wouldn't be talking about this situation. I know that Tyler has a big part to play in it, and you know, people go through a lot more. I'm not going to say I done been through the wire, and I ain't going to front like I haven't had suicidal thoughts, but I'm not going to take my life because at the end of the day, I have to answer to the God of my understanding. But do you think that's the only charge they should be facing, which they can face up to 5 years in prison for invasion of privacy, but do you think that that's a fair charge?
If they get the full 5 years, I think it's a kind of fair charge. I mean, outside of invasion of privacy, I don't know the laws like that to tell you exactly what they should be charged with, but yes, they did play a part. Not to the extent where I think they should be charged with murder. I don't think that it should go that far because he took that there, you know, when he killed himself. He could have just as easily been embarrassed by the person who he was with in some way, shape, or form with his situation. It didn't just have to be them, you know what I'm saying? So it's really on you to be proud of who you are and what you stand for as a person and to not take your life when a situation like this arises. But, yes, if they get the 4 or 5 years, I think they deserve it. If they get 6 or 7 years, I think they would deserve it because, yes, they did play a huge part in the reason why this person took their lives. And it teaches everybody else a lesson that you can't just rag on people. You know, you can't just talk about somebody because you have some kind of, you know, thing against that kind of situation. But at the same time, I have to say, I don't think that they meant for this to happen, you know. And, of course, we can't, you know, do things stupidly like that and just say, okay, you know, I didn't mean for it to happen and that be a good enough excuse. But I don't see it as being a complete gay bashing situation. He really did go there when he put this man on blast. But I think it could have easily have been done as well on a heterosexual situation, not just a gay situation.
Okay. I think for your comment on that, I'm going to bring Dal into the line. Dal, are you there?
Yes.
That's your stuff. Another one of my heavy hitters on the line. This is my girl, Naysel, straight out of Brick City, and you know we're talking about this topic right here. What do you think and what are your comments on Tyler and the roommate and him committing suicide? Like, what's good?
Wow. It's such a touchy subject. especially when it comes to the, you know, the gay community. That's a very touchy subject, you know, considering all the things that they go through just in society now. And nowadays people can be, I mean, you would think nowadays people aren't still doing tit-for-tat, pity, you know, like little petty things like that, you know. But people still do it, and they're not conscious. They're not conscious of the things that they're doing and the hurt and the damage that it could cause in the long run. At the time, they might have thought it was a joke, you know, but not knowing that it could possibly result in that. And I've actually had my share of suicides this year, so I really don't think, you know, who's to say that that was, you know, that them putting him out there like that was the result of his suicide. I believe it played a part, but, you know, what if that would have never happened and he still would have committed suicide? Then what? I mean, what reason would everyone have? You never know what's going through a person's mind at the time that they did it. He probably was already thinking that, and, you know, by them, you know, exposing him like that, that probably could have triggered it. But, you know, that's probably like at the end, when people do things like that, you never actually know what's on their mind. Nobody knows what's in their mind unless they physically can come out and tell you that. That's why sometimes people leave notes, you know. Sometimes people give you hints before they do it. And sometimes people don't realize the signs probably were already there. And I think, you know, the situation just kind of triggered it. It's really sad.
I mean, not for nothing, being gay and being bisexual, there's nothing wrong with that. And not for nothing, I'm in Washington right now. I relocated all the way across the world to the West Coast. Before I left the East Coast, being gay, it's gay people everywhere. It ain't even just on the East Coast, it's the West Coast. But not for nothing, New York has Pride Day. Pride Day is like the big one of the big, even straight people go. I go. It's the Pride Day. You got the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You got the African Day Parade. You should be able to be happy with you. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't fight your feelings and your emotions. There is no reason, nothing worth taking your life over. And you have to think, but at the same time, you get a lot of weapons formed against you. He probably had his family not being accepting of him being gay. He probably had his father not talking to him or whatever the case may be. He probably was getting jerked around or ridiculed at school or whatever. And that's some BS because it's a whole bunch of gay motherfuckers up in Rutgers. Yes, this is
well,
my show, and I curse like I want to. But I'm saying it like this. I done been through a lot of stuff, and the thought has came to my mind. But at the end of the day, I remember that I have to answer to my God. You have to be happy with who you are. And it's so crazy, and the people, and I don't want to say that they whiners, but I'm so tired of people whining and making up excuses to hurt themselves, one, and to kill themselves. Because I know it's a lot of pressure, but the thing about it is, just like the girl, this dumbass lady, I was talking about her last week on my show. She threw acid in her face and said, a black woman jumped out the bushes and said, hey, pretty girl, and threw acid in her face. Now, she had half of the country looking for this black lady that didn't exist. And then she ended up telling the truth when the police was digging deep into her story and say, oh, I made it up. I only said it because I needed some attention. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't even know what she was charged with. She might most likely would have been charged with filing a false police report and receive a fine. But I'm going to follow up on that. But what I want to say right now to anybody that's gay, bisexual, whatever the case may be, love yourself. Love you. You can't be nobody but you. If you fat, if you skinny, if you tall, if you short, if you gay, if you straight, shit. Not for nothing, straight people go through more drama in relationships than just as well as with gay people. But
exactly.
I think when a person's truth and what they consider skeletons in their closet is exposed, that's when you know, they want to, people start to get suicidal or start to get angry.
And this,
now, I'm
and ladies, one thing, this is not just about people, you know, believing in themselves and having the confidence that they need, because, you know, you can have confidence, but people can break you down. People can break you down. This is not just a gay rights issue. This is a human rights issue. And the fact that people have to understand that they have to respect other people's privacy, period. That you don't have right to that.
That's true.
You know, you don't have right to just put
That's
somebody out there and put their business in the street that way. You just don't have that right. Because gossip and rumors and things like that can really hurt a person as well.
Say that.
That's really true. Very true.
You know what? With
that's
that
why I said people do things and they're not conscious of, you know, the after effects. Like, they're doing it and it's hee-hee-ha-ha. Like, they're laughing about it now, but they don't understand how it can affect the person later on down the line. That's just like being a kid. You know, because I remember growing up and being picked on because I was light-skinned or, you know, because I had big boobs, which is the dumbest thing to want to argue with a person or pick with a person about, but they don't understand, like, you might nix it off then, or you might not show that you're being affected by it, but deep down inside it's eating you up, and it can tear you down, and it can mess up your future.
It sure can.
You never know. You might go into a relationship and don't even realize you have confidence issues because you never dealt with the issues from when you were a kid. It's like little small things like that. So, you know, when people pick on you, or when people do little spiteful things, or they doing things as a joke, they're not realizing at that point in time the effect that they really have on that person. I just think that people are more considerate towards one another, and more encouraging, you know, instead of tearing each other down and be more encouraging to one another.
Yep.
Things would change, definitely. It's about a mutual respect for one another. I'm going to respect you. I'm going to respect your privacy and your thoughts.
Regardless if I don't like it or not. Regardless if I don't like it or not.
It's okay to agree to disagree. And that's what everybody's problem. Everybody feel like, oh, if you're not doing what I'm doing, then it's wrong. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in for me to judge you. As long as you respect me and I respect you, we should have no problem getting along with one another. And that's just how it should be. Everything should be all love. And, you know, at the same time, when it comes to the joking, just being mindful and considerate of the things that you say. Because my mom always told me, you got to think before you open your mouth. You just can't open your mouth and say what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. So I just think they weren't mindful, you know, what they were doing, and they didn't realize that that would be the end result. I think had they known it would have happened, then maybe they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have done it.
No, I don't think if they knew that would have happened, they wouldn't have did it. I'm just saying about, like you guys were saying, is just having a mutual respect for that person. Like Tyler had mutual respect for his roommate to say, look, I need to use the room until 12 o'clock, and he knew he was going to Molly's room or whatever the case may be. And not for nothing, I'm actually questioning, what is this roommate name? Durham or something. I'm going to find it. But I'm questioning the roommate, like, is he really heterosexual? Is he really straight? That's his name, Durham. Anyway, what straight man would go in another woman's room? And he had to know that he was going to be able to do, even if he didn't know. Why would you want to go watch your roommate having sex with a man?
And continue to blast it. You see it at first. You have the nerve to say yuck. And then you turn around, but you keep streaming it.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys I know, when they see something like that, the first thing you'd be like, oh, I don't even want to see that. Turn that off, you know. I don't want to see that.
And they walk away. They'll bounce on you. They'll bounce on you. They'll be looking at you like you crazy, like this chick really brought me in here to see something like this. And it says it right here in the report, in the message post on the microblogging website, microblogging website, Twitter, on September 19th, Robbie allegedly said, roommate asked for the room till midnight. I went into Molly's room and turned on my webcam. I saw her making out with a dude. Yuck. Not for nothing. You know, how long was y'all watching this? They hadn't been watching it long enough for them to stream it live, and then you on Twitter, in order for you to see something, for those who don't know, in order for you to see live stream or something on, you have to post the link. It takes time to post the link. You have to copy and paste and blah, 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 whatever. And they had to be watching it for a minute for them to be streaming something like that. I'm really questioning his judgment, but not for nothing. Him and Molly is going to jail. And hopefully nobody is live streaming your ass getting raped while you in there. But I'm going to say this because I'm going to get into some music right now. We're going to come right back. I'm going to get into some music with my girl Monica. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. Let's go.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
up, you guys? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuning in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. And that's at blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay. The today's topic and what we're talking about is 18-year-old Tyler. He was a student at Rutgers University, and he ended up jumping off the George Washington Bridge, committing suicide because his roommate, and along with two other roommates, streamed him live having sex with another guy. And we just getting your opinions on it for those who just called, you folks who just tuned in. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. Now, I do see someone in the live chat, which is Christy. And Christy says, I can't believe that gay bashing is still going on. It has been many years, and so many successful things has come out. Successful things has come from gay people, and successful events and companies have employed a lot of straight and gay people. This is above ridiculous, and we need to make a stop to it, whether we're straight, bi, or gay. Thank you, Christy, for your comment there. And you're right. A lot of gay people is doing it big. And, you know, we can say, as well as with Tyler, Tyler was a great, 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 great musician. You know, and he was loved by a lot of people. And not for nothing, he was at Rutgers University, so he had to be going somewhere. We got a lot of gay people in the industry and bi people in the industry that's doing big things and employing a lot of people on for, you know, I like what Devo said about us being at our age and being mature that we are. I can't believe that, you know, people still looking at it as a game. When you're in college, it's not a game. I know we do a lot of stupid things in college, out of college, or whatever the case may be, but it's real unnecessary. I see somebody calling in, and I want to open up the line. Give me a second. Hey, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. How you doing? Can you hear me, 551? All right. Open up the line here. Devo, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Val, you in the building? Nathal, you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mama.
All right. I definitely want to talk on the topic, and I got to give a shout-out to Monica for still standing. For those who out there that's bi and gay and proud of who they are and y'all still standing, that song was for y'all because that's what it's about, still standing. I want to go on to the topic. Nathal, what do you feel that these two roommates should be charged with? They already being charged with invasion of privacy, but do you feel like that they should get charged with anything else besides that?
You know what? I'm kind of up in the air about it. It's kind of hard to really say, especially when you really, you know, not that knowledgeable of the law. And it's like, to a certain extent, I really feel like it's only but so much they can charge them with, because it wasn't like they, you know, physically contributed to, you know, his death. It was something that he acted upon on his own. And I really feel like if that's the case, so many other people need to be going to jail too, because it's been people that have committed suicide, and it was, you know, they might have been stressed out, you know, situation with their wife, something with
a lot
kids.
Of women who tried to kill themselves over men.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, what can you do?
Women trying to kill themselves over women. Men trying to kill themselves over men.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So they can't get murdered.
It's basically up in the air, you know, but I really feel like maybe that charge is the only thing that they can really charge them with. It's only
and give them the
max
for the charge.
Well, you know what? I honestly feel like being that the suicide is, I don't want to say a lot because, you know, y'all know how I feel about some of the things that we're saying and that we are part of God, and our words are very powerful and they can't come to life. But I feel like being that the current things has been going on, it's going to be a law made for what's going on. Best believe it's going to come a law about it. It's just like Stephen Goldstein. Stephen Goldstein is the chairman of the gay rights group of the Garden State. Now, best believe it, he said, he even said, we are heartbroken over the tragic loss of a young man who, by all accounts, was a brilliant and talented and kind person. It's going to come a lot out of this because invasion of privacy is something that, I mean, I don't know. I just see so many people, even with me and Hot Mess News. I get Hot Mess News, but I don't go invade nobody's privacy. Most likely it was posted on the web or through the researchers or somebody telling me something. And it's just sad. And one thing I want to say about this whole topic is a lot of times when you're trying to be something for somebody else, you lose yourself. You forget about you trying to make other people happy. And the crazy thing about it, you're trying to make other people happy when you're not happy yourself. So what you're doing is you're piling more stuff on, more emotions, more anger, more fear, more frustration, so one day it just explodes. Now, my thing is, what if Tyler didn't kill himself? What if he would have came back blasting on them? What if he would have went and got the shotty and came back and blown both of their hands off? They won't hold him responsible for the death.
Yes,
but
they will.
They won't hold him responsible for the death because he killed those people. But they not holding these two roommates responsible for the death because he committed suicide.
Well,
if
he physically did this to someone, then yes, he's going to be charged. And just as we were saying before, you know, just there are a lot of things that can happen in your lifetime that can really hurt you. You know, from family members, there are people who are being abused. You know, there are people who are being hurt mentally, physically, on a daily basis, in school, out of school, at home, their cousin house, anywhere they go, you're going to find these kinds of trifling things happening to people in the world. But it is on
you
and hopefully in your heart to be stronger than that, as well as when you retaliate, if you retaliate, to be smarter than to go out killing people to get your retaliation. You have to think smarter, not harder. You know what I'm saying? You can't mess yourself up and kill other people because you're mad at someone.
Let's get another opinion on the line. Let's see. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chocolate Diva.
Hi, Chocolate Diva. How you doing? And welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm glad to see that you was listening. And right now we're talking about Tyler from Rutgers, 18-year-old. He ended up killing himself behind his roommate, two roommates. You know, he told his roommate that he needed to move into 12 o'clock and that, you know, he needed some privacy. And the roommate ended up going to the next room, setting up the webcam and streaming him live having sex with a guy. I don't know if he knew that the guy was going to be in there, and I don't know if it was going to be a girl, but what are your opinions on that?
I actually think that the invasion of privacy, you know, was definitely disrespectful in regards to the, you know, the maximum sentence that, you know, these teenagers actually would get. I personally think that suicide was definitely his choice. You know, of course, like in life, we have choices. And like you said, you know, it's either the choice to say, okay, I'm going to, you know, pretty much man up to this and this embarrassment. But when you choose to live the lifestyle, you know, of the homosexual life, like you have to expect certain things. My thing is that I choose to consider myself just me. I don't label myself and say, well, I'm gay, I'm straight, I'm this and that. I, you know, like women, I like men. I think that, you know, people are just beautiful in general. But my thing is, it did not make it right what they did. But I do feel that, you know, them not knowing that he was going to make this choice or decision, you know, was definitely, they did have, you know, a major part to play in it. But I actually think they're probably going through, you know, a lot themselves, knowing that, wow, you know, I was the cause of this person taking their, you know, their life or whatever. Like I said, it's definitely a choice. But, you know, that's pretty hurtful, and people tend to forget, well, wow, you know, what are they going through now? Even though they should have thought before, you know, they moved and took that action, they should have thought about it first, you know. But I definitely think that they should, you know, get some type of, positive, you know, influences and everything like that. They're going to have to seek counseling themselves because, yes. you know, they actually did something to hurt someone else. And now this person is gone at a young age and, you know, it's going to be a lot, you know, of hatred towards them. And they have to walk mm-hmm. around, you know, in life or whatever, like, wow, you know, like I said, you know, I took part in somebody's taking their life. So when Judgment Day comes for them, they have to face God and say, okay, and explain themselves and say, well, wow, you know, this is why I chose to do this, you know.
Mhm. Wow, Chocolate Diva just laid it down, and I'm glad that you know, you said that because I was really caught up over Tyler's life being taken and what happened that I really did miscellaneous the other two and what they're going to face with this. You got
Absolutely.
A point there. You mm-hmm. have a
because
grand point there. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like I myself, you know, I've been through actually three suicides, you know, this year, family members mm-hmm. as well as friends. So it's like, you know, sometimes you sit back and you wonder, okay, what could I have done, you know, to make this situation right? You know, and actually living the gay lifestyle, a lot of parents are not, acceptable. And then there are parents that are like, you know what? That's still my child, you know, whatever, regardless of whatever you are, you know, just like you said, when you love hard and you cannot control who you love. But,
who you love.
You know, we don't know, absolutely, we don't know, you know, if his parents were accepting and his friends were accepting. That's why he just said, you know, I'm going to have company. He didn't have to specify that, you know, it was another male. So I don't personally, you know, think that, you know, that he wanted to, quote unquote, you know, come out the closet yet, you know, because mm-hmm. he does, you know, they could have had conversations, you know, we'll all know prior to that about, you know, gay, you know, heterosexual lifestyles, whatever, and they probably weren't accepting. So he just, you said, okay, I'm going to have company, even though it wasn't their business, you know, who it was. But I think that, you know, it's going to take them time, you know, years of counseling, you know, and even if they have to do community service or whatever, they'll learn to actually open their eyes and say, you know what, I'm not here to judge because it's not our job to judge. That's just left up to God. And, you know, a lot of people truly don't understand that.
And you know what, you're right, it's not our job to judge. And I'm just going to open Nate Dow and Diva up, everybody on the line. Chocolate Diva just really took me somewhere for me to think about my own feelings and how I was feeling about the situation and whatnot. I honestly believe and I honestly feel now that, you know, she write about people, you know, afterwards, people, how the person is going to feel later. You know, and these two roommates didn't really think that, you know, they were going to do something to themselves or hurt themselves or whatever the case may be is, I guess I'm just saying is, you know, you got to be careful. And gay mm-hmm. people, nothing is wrong with gay people. They don't have diseases because I think a lot of this whole gay thing is, ew, I want to be around the gay people because, you know, they the one with the AIDS and this, and this, and that. That's
Absolutely.
So dumb.
People think
that
it's contagious.
Yes, they think it's contagious. And any grown person would know that you can't catch AIDS from hugging or kissing a person or whatever the case may be. And it's not about the whole AIDS thing. Like, I have really seen, you know, heterosexual men, a.k.a., you know, I'm a man, I'm a gangster, whatever the case may be, and they really treat these people bad. But I'm saying this now, if you have a gay friend, if you got a gay cousin, if you got anybody gay in your family and they didn't basically cast them out as outcasts and nobody wants to have anything to do with them, you be the backbone and you stand up for them. You hold it down for them. I got another person calling in. Let me open up the line. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, 615. Who's this? 615-400, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, yeah, it's Mo. Yeah, I was calling to say I don't think those kids should be charged with murder because, as different callers have alluded to, it's all
mm-hmm.
it's all personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that shouldn't even be a topic because
mm-hmm.
everybody gets chastised or, you know, harassed in some form or another. But everybody deals with it in different ways. With that being said, I think that we need to enhance the consciousness, as another one of your callers said as well, about just self-love, number one. I think it all starts with self. I think we need to start with the awareness of the people who feel different ways, whether it's gay, bi, or whatever it is their choice of lifestyle is. They need to feel comfortable with themselves. Because, like I said, someone's always going to be able to say, hey, you're this, you're that, or whatever. So I think we need to start there. And then, as well as the society, I think that we need to do more promotion, stuff like kind of like what you're doing as far as letting them know, educating people about their lifestyle, you know, and stop making such a taboo topic, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's just my personal thoughts on it. So.
I thank you, Mo, for calling in and giving your opinion. And you're right, they should not be charged with murder, but what do you feel should be the charge? You know what? I take that back because they're going to receive some type of punishment, but I like what you said about making people aware of the situation. And I really don't want to – and, Mo, again, thanks for calling in, but I really don't want to get to the point where we have another – dozen of 18-year-old brilliant minds going through this, because it don't have to be the webcam. But I guess I do have a question, and I'm going to ask Dell. Is Dell you there?
Yes.
Nathal, what if your little fine little son with his fine, fine self told you that he was gay? How would you respond to that?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I think I will be heartbroken. I know in my heart I wouldn't love him any less.
Mhm.
I wouldn't love him any less, and I wouldn't treat him anything less than a human being, anything less than my son, because he gonna always be my son.
Mm-hmm.
I know it would hurt me to my heart. I knew it would, but you know. It doesn't change my love for him. But
mm-hmm.
I don't want to ever even imagine, you know, him having to come to me, you know, to tell me that.
Okay. What about you, Chakra Diva? What if one of your children came to you and said, you know what, my, not necessarily, you know, the question is, I think I'm gay. Or I like this person, or I like this, the same sex. How would you respond to that?
Actually, I agree with Nathal or whatever. My thing is that it would definitely hurt, because I actually have a son and a daughter, in which scenario came across my mind probably about a year ago. You know, I referenced maybe a year, 2 years ago before my daughter, and I said to myself, I said, wow, you know, how would I feel myself at a just like you said, and it would hurt, but you know. The same thing, I would love them no less, because at the end of the day, just like, that's my children, you know. I gave birth to them or whatever. And, yes, we have hopes and dreams and aspirations for our children, but you know what? The most important thing is for them to be happy, no matter what color, what sex, whatever, because, like I said, I'm not God. I'm just here, you know, to console them and say, okay, you know, I'm mommy. I'm here if you need me. So regardless of what the sex is, just as well, I don't care. If the person was green and they made them happy, I'm all for it.
Well, that's what's up. I'm going to pose the same question to you, Diva. Diva, you there? Devorah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, what if your son came to you and said, Ma, I'm gay or I like boys? What would be your response?
Wow, four women on the phone right now, all with sons.
Yes.
And, you know, that's probably a statistic that 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5, I mean, statistics are getting bigger with that one right there. But honestly, if my son came to me and said something like that to me, I would be shocked. I'm not going to say hurt. I'm going to say I would be shocked. But then once I initially got over the shock, I would want to make sure that he's very confident in his situation. I would also want to make sure that he is, you know, knowing what I went through just as a female, loving boys, men, or whatever the case is, you know, I would honestly just hope to really instill some confidence in his situation, because if I'm not going to help him gain that confidence, then who will? You know, who's going to, you know, put that forward to say, okay, well, fine, you told me that you got it out, fine, you know, what's next? you know, are you serious? I mean, how do you answer that question? How do you say something? What would you do? How can you do anything? You just love your child continuously and hope that they make the right choices in life and try to tell them things based off of experience. You know, not their exact experience, but just experience in life. And knowing that situations like this could happen is one of the main reasons why you would never want to shun your child, you know, for that kind of situation. You would have to be like, wow, and okay, fine, what's for dinner? You know what I'm saying? You kind of have to keep it like this is a normal thing. You get over the shock and you have to move on. Treat your child like he's your child. Treat your child and do for your child as you would any day after, and demand respect from other people if they dare try to treat your child any differently.
Well, you know what? I like that. And we got three opinions from three women. I definitely want to get an opinion from the male side. Mo, the same question to you. You know, if, Mo, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, what if your child came home and said, look, Dad, you know, I'm gay?
I would ask questions like, what do you mean you're gay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see exactly, you know, for me to not to understand something, I would try to get educated on, you know, starting with the closest person to me, and that being my child or whatever, if they felt like they're gay, I would ask them. So I would say, what do you mean? So with that, I would use it as my starting point, because with me not being gay and not even understanding, you know, that lifestyle, I would seek understanding myself.
Yeah.
And I would take it from there. And for me, I listen to some people say they would be hurt. And I tried to ask myself, would I be hurt or like just shocked or whatever? And I felt the same way. I felt like I would be, you know, and I hate to say disappointed, but I do say disappointed. And again, for me, coming from my logic standpoint, I don't understand why someone, like, if males can't procreate, two males can't procreate or two females can't procreate, it just seems like they're going against nature, so to speak. And so I would be disappointed or hurt with their struggle versus the natural order of things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean nature from that standpoint, you know? So that's the reason
why.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'm glad that you gave your opinion on that. And I have to be honest. If my son came to me, if Makai came to me and said, Mommy, I like boys and I think I'm gay, I would fall the hell out. Point blank, period. But me being who I am and what I know about the gay community and me being around the gay community or whatever the case may be, I don't think nobody necessarily wants their child to be gay. Like you said, Mo, they can't reproduce or they can't recreate something. We all look for him to bring home the wife or to bring home the husband, and we pray that they have a good husband or wife, let alone last thing I want to worry about is you dealing with the same sex and, you know, going through some drama. But you know what? At the same time, I would support my son. And the same thing with Devo said. And I would not allow nobody to disrespect on my son. Because not for nothing, I look at it like this. If you want to do anything, do it big. If you gay, start you a whole gay community or organization and, you know, have pride in yourself. You know, somebody's like, oh, he gay as hell. Yes, I'm very gay and I'm very successful. And you need to get like me. You know, and not to sound cocky or to sound arrogant, but it's about building confidence in your kids, having a relationship with your kid. When my son say, Mommy, can I tell you something? He's 8 years old. I turn to him and say, Baby, you can tell me anything. Every time he says that to me. And he tell me the littlest things. But I got another call on the line. I want to open up the show.
Hello,
it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Who's on the line? 973-847.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm fine.
My real name is Keith, you know,
okay.
But, you know, everybody call me EG, you know, EG Tinaloof, you know, that's my stage name, you know.
Hi, EG, what's going on? How you?
I'm good, you know, the first things first, man, is, you know, like, you know, if my daughter came up to me and asked him, you know, that question, you know, asked me, you know, that, oh, you know, Daddy, you know, I think I might like girls, you know, something like that. You know, I personally wouldn't get upset, you know, nothing like that. Like, honestly, I can't. You feel me? Like, I can't. I can't really, you know, get mad at that because me personally speaking, like it's how I feel about everybody. You know, if that's the way that, if that's what you want to do with your life, I can't sit there and judge and comment on your life if I'm not doing the same thing. You feel me? Because if that's your life, that's how you want to live it, go ahead. If you want to sit there and live your life that way, live it up to your best expectations. Make sure that if your girlfriend or your wife is happy with you, then, you know, that's all you right there.
Well, you know what, Keith? I thank you for your opinion. We have to end the show. I'm going to try to get one more caller in. Hey, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, 973-530. Who's this? 530, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot Radio. Who's this?
Oh, it's Kima.
Hi, Kima. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just calling
I hear you.
Okay, I was calling to comment on the conversation. Just saying, basically, if my child would come to me and say that he or she is gay or bisexual, I wouldn't fuck up ways. But from the fact that I'm going to love my child regardless, that's just the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I really have to say, though. I just want to say I love you, Ebony. Diva Mary Kay.
I love you too, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Nope.
We at the end of the hour, y'all. I'm about to get into some music. I have to say thank you to Nathal for calling. I love you very much. Chocolate Diva, I thank you for calling in and getting me on point, having me to look at things a different way. I also want to say thank you for Mo to calling in and listening to the show and giving me your opinion on a guy's point of view. And also thank you to Deborah for calling in. This was – and people still calling in, but we got 3 minutes left on the show. And I'm going to be back again next Saturday. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. And that's at www.blogtalkradio.com. Today's show was sponsored by Future Google 100, $8 daily, MaryKay.com. And we're going to get into this music with Mary J. Blige. And if you want to do anything, go ahead and work your thing out.
Queen, if you can be becoming, you can look in my palm and see the storm coming. Read the book of my life and see I'm overcoming. Just because the length of your hair ain't long, and they often criticize you for your skin tone. Gonna hold your head high, cause you a pretty woman. Get your runway.